I'm no longer 34 years old when I started Neat Can, with my eighth child being born and two more after that. The youngest one is graduating high school next month as valedictorian of his high school. I'm very proud of him, and we're just so excited. We're going to take a cruise with all of our children and grandchildren in June, 26 of us going down to Mexico. And Jennifer and I are just so honored to be able to do things. One of the things that we've asked our children, and even our little bit older grandchildren, our oldest is eight, to do is to write down some of their five-year goals and some of their goals beyond that to share with the family so that we're aware of what they're planning to do in the coming years, and that they will know what our plans are for our business, our future, our service to our church, and other things that we want to kind of lay down so that we can plan. And we know things have to be flexible. That's part of this business. But, guys, at least we have a future to look forward to and finances into our more mature years, and we're looking forward to that. Having options, I always like that. And one of the things that was not an option in the beginning and is not an option with our 21 clubbers right now is failure. We can't fail to do this thing right. So, Jim, you've taken on a big task of contacting a lot of people. Not only that, but you have a growing family, and you're a coach, and you're running a gym, and you're doing these 21 clubs. Tell us a little bit right now about how you're organizing your time, and how important is it for me as an A to help you stay focused and guided.
Okay, Tony. Well, to organize my life, I kind of use a couple different resources. I use an app on my phone, I guess, and an iCal that's connected to my phone, and I actually do keep a paper copy of my schedule. So before I started this, I actually went through my calendar and figured out the time I actually had available to use, and then so I actually knew the amount of time frame I would have access to book in advance any calls or any Neat Can business during that time frame. And that's been a struggle for me in regards to structuring that part of my life. And there's been some really good coaching from you, Tony, and me just actually taking some action and following through and completing it. So the power of having someone like you there to, it's interesting how you just seem to know how people tick, and you're very, very professional and very in tune with people, and you really know how to inspire, motivate, and keep people focused on what their goals are. And you're very supportive. It's almost like you can kick me in the butt and motivate me at the same time, and that's a skill set. As a coach, that's a skill set that I really appreciate and I understand. And I'll be honest, I'm not able to do it probably to the level that you are. And I've learned a lot just from that in your leadership abilities. Well, I think I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. That was very kind of you. And but the fact is that you have a lot of contacts, and you're coaching a lot of kids, and you're really touching a lot of lives. You're passionate about what we're doing. I find that one of the things that I had to do by taking on this big task, and by the way, guys, we're all, some of them are very close to being done, some are not. We, time is of the essence. I love the idea of having a time frame. Of course, the 21 Club is not limited to just calendar months, it's 30 days. But that makes it even a little bit more difficult because you have to calculate the volume from the last month that came in during the time of year. So I'm aware of all these things. Now, I may not know, because I don't have access to every single thing on my Neat Can like each of these individuals. So I do put some of the responsibility on the individual to know what their volume is, where they're at, how they're structuring their seniors. We talk about this almost every other day, because it's not something you can take for granted. You can't take anything that we're doing for granted. The 21 Club is a way of creating momentum and activity in your business, seeing people. That's the most important thing, as we've always said. If you're not talking to people, you're not really doing this business. But there's a way to do the 21 Club that is more efficient. And again, I've said in the past that I won't sign somebody up who's not, as a business builder, who's not committed to the quality enrollment. Well, sometimes we've got to fudge that a little bit, especially during the 21 Club, and we have a lot of people that are looking at sleep systems and other types of packs. We hope that they'll work out. Sometimes we structure seniors, meaning people who get in maybe have the quality enrollment, then they'll have a lot more money. And we may take some of the sales from the 21 Club and structure a senior. This could be a future business builder. We're going to do it because we want the bonus money and we want the momentum and we want to set the example for the rest of the team. Everybody that does something good in Ekin really lifts everybody else. Their example, if they can do it, I can do it type of thing. Even Reed Nelson's magnificent start many, many years ago was an inspiration to all of us for a long time. And I believe that the 21 Clubs that we're now starting will result in future Paragon Awards, which I think is the rarefied air that we're all looking for, something that we'll be talking about in the coming months. Because if you generate enough activity now, then in the next 30 to 60 days, you can look at some of these new seniors becoming silvers in a very short period of time, because silver is just a profitable level. Now, Jim, let's be honest with some of the people here. You have a busy schedule. People have always meet their time frames, their appointments. They sometimes bail on us. They sometimes don't come in at the same level that we're hoping they're going to come in. What has been your biggest challenge in doing your first 21 Club?
Well, that's a good question. I would say the biggest challenge is, for me, after I kind of set in my mind and have an idea of what I'm envisioning is going to happen, and it not happen. You know, that's kind of the biggest hurdle that I have to overcome is, you know, maintaining that upbeat, positive attitude in regards to what is happening and keep pushing forward. So I do a lot of reading, and I watch a lot of motivational video, and I do a lot of, you know, positive affirmations, and I just keep talking, and you know, the mind is such a powerful thing, and I just want it working for me in the right way. You know, when I've set some targets, like I set a target to have the first 21 Club done by the 15th, and I didn't make it. So, you know, you can look at it a couple ways. I can say, oh, I didn't make it, I'm just going to throw the towel in. But not a chance. Like, I'm still committed to completing both by the end of this month. And there's just people that have kind of, they're not understanding, and really, how would they understand my sense of urgency? I need to be able to relate to their situation. There's some, you know, major things going on in their life, you know, one young athlete and his mother are, you know, flew out to Notre Dame because he's trying out for a team there. That's a big deal. I need to understand that I'm meeting with them Monday. So whether it's Friday or Monday, they're still going to make, you know, they're still going to do what they committed to do. And, you know, I just have to work within that schedule. So it's just, you know, and I think one of the greatest challenges is overcoming, you know, people's objections and really listening and connecting to what actually is going on. I had really interesting conversations with a couple of people that were really motivated, and you let them sleep on it, and fear just come in somewhere, somehow. And that's the biggest crippling thing that any of us have to deal with, is that self-doubt and confidence in ourselves. And, well, you know, so then the objections come out, well, I don't have time. Well, if something's important enough, you find the time, and we can work with any amount of time to get things started. You know, you got an hour a week, you got 2 hours a week, what do you got? And then they don't really know what to say, right? And you can see the things starting to evolve and change, and it, you know, it's a challenge. But I really like that part of the business, is just to watch people grow right before your eyes. And it's exciting. I actually really enjoy this part. All the time I've fumbled around, I never really actually committed to doing a whole lot, and just kind of waited for it to happen, because I'm thinking I'm so brilliant, people are just going to flock to me. But actually digging in and talking to people. People have been very receptive. I just, you know, I'm actually shocked with the, you know, with what's kind of going on in Alberta, how receptive people are. They're like, they're really open to hearing about things, and they want to help me. They refer people without even me asking. Like, it's just, it's been quite a really neat experience for me, and to watch my team, especially my sister, and experience success, and it's just, you just got to keep going. You used the term failure earlier in the conversation. You know, my definition of failure is if I quit. You know, failure is if you quit. Every other component of not meeting a goal, you just have to refocus, set a different target, and strive to hit it. And if you hit it, 2 days after the date, so be it. And that's why we set goals so early in the month, and you've led us to do that, to allow us some freedom to re-aim and set the sight and, shoot again.
But, you know what? Dan and Lorraine are a couple that are down below Jim in his organization. I just did a three-way call with Lorraine 10 minutes before this call started, so she's out talking up. They have a week to go on their 21 club. They have a good senior. They had somebody come in with 2,400 points. That was awesome. You know, this is new to them because they're not even silver yet, and this whole 21 club experience is new. This whole Meekin thing is new. They're not around a lot of active people, so they're down in Cranbrook, British Columbia, and so it's just awesome to be able to see that they're putting their trust in us, in me specifically, as I'm guiding them for this particular goal and the activities they are generating and the success they're having, because they have had success. And so Jim's absolutely right. No matter what ends up happening at the end of the week, but we're going to do everything. And, when I talk to Kelly, it's like it's not going to not happen. Now, I'm going to tell you a story that I've told before, and maybe you know some of it, but I had a guy who was a bronze distributor for 2 years between 1996 and 1998, stayed at the bronze level. We don't even have the bronze level anymore, but he never could get the silver is what the point was. And he was actively doing the business. He just couldn't even make it happen. And I could never understand it, because the guy that I sponsored, my old business partner, got the silver his first month by listening to what I did, and then he did everything wrong. I think Jim, unfortunately, followed that bad pattern of Bill's, and Bill finally got out of the business after a year, and then Jim still struggled for the next year. And then I had him go to a big event, and this is what happened to Kelly. Kelly went to the 40th anniversary convention just a few weeks ago, and Jim went to a event in Kansas City, Missouri in July, really hot. And it was an awesome one. We had John, who wrote the book, Being the Best You Can Be in LL, John Kalinch, and just a great people. It was a real coming together of unity in the field at a very critical time, because the next 2 years were some of the greatest growth in Meekin history. But Jim was there, and he was abroad, and he brought his wife and his father. I told him to bring everybody he could. He brought two people that were related to him. And he sat there, and he listened, and this is what he said after the big event. And this is the attitude structure shift that he had to make, and that was this. He said, look, my wife would kill me, but if it cost me $20,000, this is what it took to go silver, if it cost me $20,000 of my savings to go silver this next month, I'm going to go silver. That's the attitude one has to have to get anything done in Meekin, really, and to make it happen in a time frame, because we live by certain rules in Meekin to get paid properly. And you got to know the compensation plan. You got to be able to work it to your benefit. And so this guy went silver the next month. Now, all of a sudden, and he didn't have to put in but 700 points of his own money, because he bought a pad. He bought a pad he wanted to buy anyway, and he just put it in there. But the next month, he didn't put any money in except for his authorship, and he broke his silver. And the next month after that, he broke his silver. And then 3 months or 4 months later, he broke his next silver, and he went gold. And ultimately, this guy who stood at bronze for 2 years went diamond and found my European group and my Russian group. So what I'm telling you right now is that, one, continue to go to the big events. There's a big event coming up in July in Salt Lake City, and then one in San Antonio in October. You have to plan to be there. You got to bring some of your key people to these events. The one in Salt Lake is inexpensive. It's a day and a half, and it's going to be fantastic. The one in October in San Antonio will be the biggest event at the tail end of this year next to the convention, and it's important. But most importantly, as you build rapport with people, make sure that they understand that you care about their success, that their success is your success, and when you're working with them from that kind of standpoint. Of course, you have to put yourself out there like Jim is right now and be that B and be willing to be coached. Even though you are a coach, at times you have to be coached at times and always be teachable and humble and willing to be courageous when it's not easy to be courageous, when people are looking at you saying, oh, I don't think so, and going on to that next person. Because something's going to disappoint you. The 21 Club is about disappointment. It's about rejection. It's about not getting it done to the point where people do things for their own purposes, and you have to help them understand this is for their best good, and that's what 21 Clubs are all about. I mean, we have Lorraine who literally went from 3 or 4 days of kidney dialysis and a year and a half ago, and now because of the products and the nutrition and the sleep system, the air and everything else, she's on one night of kidney dialysis. She does it Monday evening, and she's feeling great. And she has to go out there. She has to tell people about this. She and Dan are busy, but they're looking to build this business in these years. I talked to all their adult children and all their friends, and things are happening, and they're passionate about this, even though they're new and inexperienced. 21 Clubs give experience. They give opportunities to get rejected and then to move on to the next person, because that's what we have to do in these times. So, Jim, as you, you may have given this on Wednesday, but I'm going to ask you to do it again. Do you have any suggestion for someone who's now preparing to either be an A or a B? Let's start with a B. If somebody's about to start a 21 Club to build their business and find their three seniors and do this, what's one or two things that they have to do, in your opinion, now that you're well into your 21 Club this month?
I would say that the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make people you love aware of what's happening and explain to them that, you know, you're not going to be accessible to certain things maybe that are important to them in the short term, that there's going to be a little bit of sacrifice that they're going to have to experience for this business to take off and get some success for the future. So have a discussion with your family, for sure. And then I would really, you know, you have to block time. You have to really set up some time to do it. And you got to work that list. You got to really make sure you have your list set up. And one thing I think I'd even do differently next time is that I'd probably start it before the date. Like, I think I'd actually, if I was going to set a date, I'd probably contact, you know, a bunch of people before the date and really get a really solid idea of who's serious.
Get a head start, right?
Yeah, get a head start on it. Because that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that I made. I think I almost got a bit of a late start into the month. And, yeah, the next one I do next month, I'm gonna make sure that I, you know, really, it's just gonna keep rolling for me. But I'd really suggest that if you're just starting off from scratch, to really do some work. I remember there's a lady out in Canmore that spoke. Man, I can't remember her name. It'll probably come to me later. But the way she launched her business was pretty intelligent, I thought. That she had contacted all these people and found 6 people that had committed to go sober. Explained what sober was, went through all the stuff, and bang, on day one, they came in, and they came in as executives, all of them, and then they built from there, and I thought, wow, what a way to create your business, and pretty intelligent. So that would be some suggestion to do some groundwork before you, or whatever.
That's not unusual. In fact, in the past, people like Marty Jeffrey brought together some of his key people and said, look, I'm doing this, and I'm inviting you to do it with me, and this is what I've done, and I want you to do exactly the same thing. And they came all in at the seniors. There was like 11 or 12 of them, and he was one of those fast diamonds under Mike DiMuccio. And see, we've seen this, guys. I I mean, what did Bo Tanna say? He put out 200 tapes in the first 2 months of his business, sponsored 30, 40 people. I mean, you know, we have to generate activity, and these 21 clubs with the three seniors and everything, look, Mika Tanna is to do what we do, we're supposed to do anyway, and we need to generate more people. The average diamond in the past has sponsored 24 seniors or above. Business builders. Let me just put it down as business builders. We can now probably call quality enrollments. People who want to do the business. Not all of them did, but they 24 said they would. And the average of Royal Diamond, 33. So now, you know, for somebody who didn't have any contacts like myself, it probably is a lot more than that. I knew somebody like Danny Peng sponsored 12 and got the diamond. And so, you know, it's going to be somewhere in between. But guys, we look at averages, and it means you've got to sponsor people. The magic has always been 21 for me, 21 business builders wide. And so with that, that's 721 clubs. So you can look at however you want to do it and however many people you have to go through, but bottom line is you go through as many as you need to get to where you want to be. And we need more diamonds, Royal Diamonds in this business, and we certainly need a new generation of leadership. Jim is part of that new generation of leadership, and he'll be the one hosting these calls in the very near future because he's setting the example and sacrificing the things necessary. As an A, guys, you have to be dedicated to doing the job and making sure that the numbers are always there, keeping people ahead of the curve and making sure that they know what they should be doing before they even know they should be doing it, and just suggesting it with like I say, a sense of urgency and forthrightness and honesty, but with, of course, always encouragement and positiveness, because that's what it is. I'm not in the corporate world because I don't want to fire people. I don't want to. In fact, you know, we have another little business that our family runs, and it's very low key. It's like a family, and that's the way life should be, as far as I'm concerned, because that's where people love one another. And there are some conditions on that, not on the love, but on success. You have to do certain things to get the success you want. Well, guys, we passed our time, so we're going to let you go and get the work done, because we're already now on the, I believe it's the 18th of the month, and the 30th is looming large for all of us. And for some who have to get the 21 plus done even sooner than that, we have to be a great sense of urgency and just a belief that no matter what, somebody, something, and some volume is going to come out, but we don't even expect it. Thanks very much, Jim. I appreciate your time. Get back to work, and have a great Saturday, guys. Have a great weekend. Tony, thanks.